And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of December, 2012, the last day of the year, New Year's Eve, a time for toasts and resolutions. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote, "Ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true." T.S. Eliot wrote, "For last year's words belong to last year's language, and next year's words await another voice, and to make an end is to make a beginning." Ben Franklin said, "Be always at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man." It's the birthday of Henri Matisse, the painter, born in Le Cateau, Cambrésis, France, 1869. As a young man, he had no interest in art, went to law school in Paris, never went to a museum while he was there, and then he came down with appendicitis. He was bedridden for several weeks and took up painting to pass the time. It was a revelation. He said, "From the moment I held the box of colors in my hands, I knew this was my life. I threw myself into it like a beast that plunges towards the thing it loves." At 22, Matisse quit the law, started work as a full-time artist, eventually became one of the most influential painters of the early 20th century. His life was full of hardships. His wife, Amélie, during World War II, was imprisoned because she was typing for the underground. His daughter, Marguerite, was active in the resistance. She was captured, tortured by the Gestapo. Matisse developed intestinal cancer. 1941, he required a colostomy, spent most of his time in bed or in a wheelchair, but he still felt a burst of creativity. Because he was unable to stand long enough to paint, he began working in cut paper collage, a technique he called painting with scissors. He hired a night nurse, a young student named Monique Bourgeois. The two became close friends. She sat for him a few times as a model. After she left, she became a nun, and he eventually financed a chapel for her order. His last major project was designing the interior and stained glass windows of the Chapelle du Rosaire. It's the birthday of Nicholas Sparks, born Omaha, 1965, author of romantic dramas, who said in an interview, "His writing has to pass what he calls his grandmother test. My grandmother's still alive. She reads me, and if she would get mad at me, then I can't write it." It's the birthday of Juno Diaz, born in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, 1968. The family moved to New Jersey when he was six. His most recent book, came out in September, is This Is How You Lose Her, a collection of short stories featuring a Dominican-American named Junior, who's been a principal character in all of Juno Diaz's books. Here's a poem for today by Shelley, Percy Bysshe Shelley. Good night. Good night, oh no, the hour is ill, which severs those it should unite. Let us remain together still, then it will be good night. How can I call the lone night good, though thy sweet wishes wing its flight? Be it not said, thought understood, then it will be good night. To hearts which near each other move from evening close to morning light, the night is good because, my love, they never say good night." Shelley's poem, Good Night, on the Writer's Almanac for New Year's Eve, written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.